Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates at Heaps Normal, award-winning, delicious, non-alcoholic beer. And as you know by now, they've released a new one in time for summer, the old half-day hazy. Have a half-day. You've earned it.
Oh, man. Beach, where I live, no booze. But you can take the heaps down. Apparently, if you're English or Irish, you can still smoke down there and chuck your fag butts wherever you want. Everyone else knows smoking. But took a couple of heaps down in the Esky. Quite a nice day out.
What, and just stared at the English and Irish down there.
Pretty much.
That's always blown my mind. You know, I in the past have had the odd drunk dart. Never understood on a but just sitting on a beach.
Yeah, I don't know. Darting. It's gonna make you hotter if anything, isn't it?
Yeah, heat up your insides. You want to stay cool, and to stay cool, get a bloody Heaps Normal in you. Get to heapsnormal.com. Chuck in duty free at checkout for free shipping around Australia. It did make you smile. That was fucking smooth. Someone's back on radio. Also, this week is brought to you by our good mates, Brett Blake and Nick Kappa. You want an excuse to drink beer the guise of educating yourself about it? Well, get involved in the wildest comedy, trivia, beer-tasting hybrid show The Fringe has to offer. Join the Brew Dudes, Blakey and Nick Kappa, as they return with their cult favourite rowdy Hell Ride show, bound to get off the rails in the best way possible. And I think Blake will love that this has been preceded by a non-alcoholic beer ad.
Oh, I hate fuck him. Yep. Fuck you, Blake. I've been to this show. It is really good fun. Get around it. I had a good time. And I had a few little tipples while I was there.
Yeah,
don't drive.
Join them in the froth zone. They're hitting Perth, Adelaide and Melbourne. No dorks.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracasses. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX. Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How you going, mate?
Mate, just sweat my balls off down here in Melbourne. Nice little 36 degree today.
That here. Steaming hot though. My kids are back at school today.
The bike home.
That's nice. Oh, you're on the bike today?
Yeah, I was on the pushy.
Yeah, right. Yuck. It is hot. I was on the pushy just before I actually went and did some botlo with TVCK. Television's
Keen Night.
Special guest Merrick Watts this week.
Oh, great. So,
yeah.
Wine? Great. Is it wine related?
Love of course the wine. It is. Yep. Does he
is
ever.
It his two fa- wine and SAS? Did you get both of those in there?
No, we didn't get SAS.
He loves it.
Yeah, he gave us some fitness tips, though. It's good.
Oh, beautiful.
No, he's great. So look out for that this week if you're a Botlo fan.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen him, get around. They're all on, well, you put them out every Friday.
Yes.
6 p.m. AEDT.
Yes.
At the moment.
Mm.
New episodes of Botlo up on your Instagram at Heggy Luke and at I am Cam Knight.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah.
Check those out.
Yeah, man, been a pretty good holiday. But yeah, kids back at school, thank goodness. So I can start getting stuff done now.
Man, you're been, so fucking lucky, dude.
Yeah. Well, I've got friends like this that a few years ahead and you always just go, you fucking bastard. You're at the beach reading the paper while your kids are swimming, you fucking bastard. Now mine are there and he's a left home. I go, you fucking bastard. You're at the beach. You don't have to look at anyone. You don't have to bother. You don't have to speak to anyone anymore. Just every step there's someone ahead of you.
Oh, of course. Of course. And there's ones behind you. Nothing makes me happier than when a mate's got a newborn. I'm like, oh, fucking
sucked in. Yeah, have you? Yeah, sucked in. Yep. There's a real element of sucked in when your friends have you. Congratulations, Miracle of Life and everything, but also sucked in.
Massively sucked in. And it's weird for both of us to be, we're trying to look at the positives. You're looking ahead and seeing the positives. I hate when people go, oh, yeah, you think a four-year-old and an 18-month-old's hard? Wait until they're fucking two and a half and five.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, well, fuck, what's that? What are the positives? Surely there's positives there. Just look at the positives.
Ah, maybe a few days at the end when they're looking after you in your palliative years. I don't know. There's someone's always got some whinge.
My ex was a nurse. Most people die alone, so don't bet on them to be there with you.
Oh, great.
I know it sounds fucking grim, but yeah, that's what happens. Nice. People are like, I'm having kids, so I don't die alone. You probably will. Anyway.
Yeah, right.
Rare that I'm the negative one.
Oh, is it?
On this show. Okay.
Yeah, right.
No, I think it is. Every other show, anything else I'm on, I seem to be the negative one. Except when I'm with you. I'm fucking positive Pete. Yeah, it's all relative, you know?
Yeah. Glass full to the brim, Cody. That's what they say about you, isn't it?
Mm. Let's keep it positive. How's Yeti Airlines? Ooh. Like a sunset dying with the rising of the moon.
Only Michael had 72 verses in him. Man, I recall Yeti coming in. We must have talked about this ages ago. Like they were in the bottom 10. Mm. And a lot of Nepalese or mountain state airlines are because clouds don't kill. But I reckon they must be number one with a bullet now.
Poor countries with tall mountains. Just.
Yeah.
Take any other form of transportation.
Yeah. Man, I've left Jetstar in my past. I think I'm pretty sure I'm done with the unreliability factor. They must be in the top 100 in the world. No, we're near the bottom 10.
And no, but
they've gone.
Not for safety.
No,
they're safe.
They're fine for safety. Yeah.
They just never go anywhere.
Yeah. That's the safest way to travel is to not. It's to not. Sit on a tarmac, you probably won't have a crash. Might do, but probably not.
Yeah, that'd be fucking really unlucky.
It's happened.
There was a bit of Jetstar in the news though, Heggy, up on the Goldie, your spiritual home.
Oh, yeah.
A woman getting booted off. And I will say this, Jetstar, the passengers got around and helped that lady out as she was being removed.
Come on, Mum, get off.
Who says Aussies don't help each other out?
Oh, fucking love
that's
that.
That's really nice. Yeah, get around her.
Around other countries when people are getting kicked off the plane, people are horrified. They're calling their lawyers. They're fucking crying, patting their fucking emotional support dog on the Gold Coast on a Jetstar flight. Hey, get off, Mum. Hey. We don't knock Jetstar because of the fun factor. It just fucking won't get us to where we need to be in time.
Yeah.
If you want a fun time, hop on Jetstar.
Yeah, fun and long time. A fair bit happening actually. People have been sending stuff. A couple of things come across my desk. Quite good.
Fuck
and
it.
People often, listeners will precede it with, you must have heard this. Don't think that. Send it through anyway. You never
still
know.
Send it. I'll always give it a little love heart in the Instagram messages.
Oh, you're a man among men.
Did you see the AirAsia flight, Heggy?
The Aussies on that.
Yeah, the two Aussies on the way to Phuket.
Yes.
They were booted. That was Boxing Day a couple of weeks ago. Mm. When I read the quotes, hadn't seen the photos. When I read the quotes, like, I reckon I could draw these blokes. These were the quotes. We're not getting off, fucking dickheads. His travel partner in red chimes in, fucking mutts. We'll see you there, eh? I'm coming to Thailand. Fucking watch.
Great.
Okay. I reckon there's a couple of high fades on these lads, and I was not disappointed.
Yeah.
Could have drawn them just based off the quotes.
Telescopic fishing rods in the hand luggage.
I just love fucking mutts. Oi! They didn't bother putting that, but that was said. Oi!
I reckon from it, I could pick how long the sleeves are on their shirts, or if they exist at all, actually.
Yeah, they're pretty high up.
Yeah.
Fucking mutts.
Oh, it's good stuff, mate. It's always good stuff. And it is perpetuating this podcast.
No, yeah, of course. But nothing better than getting kicked off a flight before it leaves for Thailand and your final quote being, I'm coming to Thailand. Watch.
Yep.
I love it.
Well, he probably is, but no one can watch. Like, he'll have to get there some other way, won't he?
Yeah. Like, probably next AirAsia flight. I don't reckon they're keeping a list. Good to go. Told you, dogs.
Man, we should kick on. But a couple of plugos before I go. A fresh batch of pencils are in at lukeheggie.com. Grot pencils, get around your three-pack, limited signature edition carpenter pencils. I'm overstocked and underpriced. And I've also got a split show with Chris Ryan at the Quinbian Q Theatre, February 3-4. So if anyone's nice. Down that way, come along, say good day. I'll bring some fucking pencils.
Fucking oath you will. Merch man's back. You've got all your shows coming up. Your new tour, Grot.
Yep.
Getting all around Australia. Get to lukeheggie.com for tickets. Mate, should we bloody, this app is an absolute cracker. Should we just kick in?
Yeah, I reckon. Better get going.
Before we do, though, of course, each week, if we're down the line from one another, Heggie's always got a Zoom background. But this, normally the houses look pretty grim. There's always a grim story behind the house. This one, though, looks quite nice, Heggie. Beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Seems near the beach and huge, big pool, as you'd say. And it looks like they've got a little gym set up at the back there. Looks like a rowing machine. And this looks quite nice. Where are you located today?
Got to keep fit for your Wall Street job. This is in the Hamptons.
Ooh, look out. Did you say Wall Street? Is this Jordan Belfort?
I don't even know who that is, so no.
That's the Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
no.
Hold on. I know who it is because I guarantee you've just watched it on Netflix, Madoff.
Yes. Madoff's beach house. No one wants to buy it. It's for sale for 22 mil. No one wants to buy it because of its shady past, and that is overpriced for over there.
Oh, of course.
Anyway.
Have you seen that whole series yet, the Madoff one?
No, I knew it. I've watched some of it. Haven't watched a whole lot.
I knew the story anyway. I read a book on him. Quite fascinating.
Oh, just a great American dream story yet again.
Yeah.
I've not watched American documentary, I think, ever without there being the strongest element of greed in there every time. Greed, even the ones about murder, greed.
Yeah, I feel sorry for the people. You know, I think there were like school teachers' unions and things that had their 401k tied up in there.
Yeah, they got done the worst. Yeah,
that's rough. But the cunts that are like, hey, this bloke is giving, he's given 12% per annum.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
How does he do it? I don't care.
Yeah. When is that? When will that stop working? When will people go, oh, it's too good to be true?
Oh, it's amazing. Did not make one trade. So good.
Really? Never made one?
Never made a trade. It's all just
a lot of computers?
Just made up. Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, a lot of mum and pop operations went down over that. They got done over hard. But, you know, that's America. It's the dream. Get around them. Beautiful. Let's go, mate.
This has been a bit of a Debbie Downer intro. Let's get into the episode.
Let's do it. Woo!
All right, mate. This week, looking at an Emirates flight, Dubai to Birmingham, September 16, 2014.
Birmingham.
This is a 46-year-old man called Jasbir Singh Baraj. And you want to hear his bio? You're going to enjoy this.
Got the first guess wrong. Yep. What's his bio?
His bio. Unemployed. No, there's more.
It's unemployed.
Unemployed. Estranged husband.
Oh, yeah.
Drinker. That's it.
Oh, Jesus.
Man, a lot more bios would read like that if honesty wasn't such a lonely word. Pretty good.
So, all right, he's already fucked everyone on Tinder. Now he's off. He's off in the sky. Yeah. To fly to another country and get on Tinder there.
Oh.
What was it? Unemployed?
Unemployed. Estranged husband. Drinker.
Drinker. Beautiful.
Jaspier. He's from Leicester, not the square, more the East Midlands city, known to be sitting at 112% crime rate compared to the rest of the wonderful country of Britain. Violent crime up 10% the last 12 months in Leicester. 10%.
Bit stabby.
That's a lot, yeah. Knives do happen to be the weapon of choice. You're spot on, including two brothers who didn't like the way a bloke commented on their driving, so they pulled over and killed him. Oh, that's why you don't road rage, mate, like you've been into recently.
Mate, a listener sent me a video on the Mid-Flight Brawl. If you want to send us a message, Instagram, Mid-Flight Brawl is the handle. Sent us to, it was my mate Joel, actually, ripper bloke. Two guys at the lights, Commodores. Yeah. One gets out and he's got the old fucking, what do you turn the nuts on the wheel with? What's it called?
Oh, a tyre.
Yeah, like a tyre. Not yeah. a tyre jack. You know, the four part, it's like a cross.
I'm trying to think of the American way they do it. Yeah, it's just a wheel wrench.
Yeah, wheel wrench. So he's hopped out with one, crazy Commodore driver. The other Commodore driver hops out, same weapon.
Nice. What, same four, four pronger?
The four pronger.
I've only got a one. You only need one. Like, why? You don't need four.
Never road rage a fucking Commodore.
Oh, yeah, right.
I just love that. That's right there.
Yeah, it's down there. It's in the seat pocket.
Yeah, ready to go.
Very nice.
Because people used to have more the steering wheel lock.
Yeah,
I remember my parents had that. The club lock.
I'm only one car past a club lock. My last car had a club lock.
Yeah, I remember that.
This one, I've got
that weapon's gone.
I've got central locking. First time in my life. Not bad. And Leckie windows. And Leckie windows. Well, I don't like them. I'd rather, it's not that hard to wind up a window, is it? And I think.
No, of course not. Sometimes a bit of water on a wet, if it starts raining, then you put the window down and try and put it up. It'll occasionally, doesn't like it.
Oh, I think it's just another thing to go wrong. We've had kids get into our car, not this one we've got now. I've got a little modern hatchback. It's only about 15 years old. This century, and people get in and start laughing at the wind-up windows. The world's gone mad. I think it'll still be sign language, rather like the old-style telephone will be sign language for telephones. I think winding the window down to tell someone that they're a fuckhead and you're going to bash them, the sign language for that will still be the winder.
Never changes regardless.
I don't think
so. Technology.
It's typewriter stuff.
I'd still do that to someone on a motorbike.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't even, don't want them to take their helmet off.
I love it if they're so fit they tried to do it. What's this guy want me to do?
My son asked me the other day, he was asking me about we went past a payphone. I was trying to explain to him that people used to use those, not just for homeless to piss in.
Well, yeah, go on.
You could make calls on them.
My kids call me on them.
Do they? Oh, they're free now, aren't they?
Yeah, he's called mobile for free. It's sick.
Yeah. And they're Wi-Fi hotspots.
Yeah. I've never done that. Do you need to jump through hoops for that?
It's like a Western Union.
Yeah.
If you're using Telstra Wi-Fi, it's bad news.
Yeah. They should really have cameras in all of those. Should have had cameras in all payphones since they started.
But he couldn't believe when he said, what did you... All right, what do you mean the phone was in the house? And I said it was just a phone connected to a wall and then some you could take into different rooms. And he said, what, you have Spotify on? I said, mate, there wasn't Spotify.
Yeah. Well, you joke about that. We still got a home phone.
Why?
Well, if I'm out and I need to ring my children, I'll ring them up if they're here.
Oh, because they're not rocking with mobiles, are they?
No, they are not.
Yeah, because I've got a home phone number, just no home phone.
Yeah, right. What, they're just charging you for it? Well, I do look forward to getting rid of it.
The NBN.
Oh, you don't. They're just full of shit. They're just gouging us yet again. The man.
Chucking it in.
Anyway.
I'm going to get a sick old one. I'm going to get, I want one of those, maybe
Bakelite.
Like a 10 phone number pad.
Yeah.
are favourites.
Yeah, good. One bloke back in Leicester, Harry Matthews, just kicked off a 27-year sentence, despite being only 22 years old, for stabbing a bloke 28 times, which admittedly did the job, but also for beating him with the victim's own what? I'll give you 100 AUD if you tell me what he beat the guy that he stabbed 28 times with.
Prosthetic leg.
Yes.
Oh.
100. An avocado will be yours in a couple of weeks.
Oh, the live show. Bring it.
I've got an automatic teller machine for the first time in a while. Get some.
You know, the only reason I went there, you said, because if you said a dollar, it was going to be my guess. Yeah. You said a dollar, but you said 100. Okay, if he gets me, if it's a prosthetic arm, okay, fuck you, Heggy.
I should have said a million. But I thought you would have gone something else.
Oh, yeah, of course. Would have shit myself.
Famous Leicester. 100 cash. Famous Leicester alumni include Thomas Cook himself.
Oh, the airline's own.
Yeah, a band called the Young Knives, quite fitting from the stab capital. And the Attenboroughs, both Richard and David, the bloke you imitate on stage from time to time in your act outs as a clever juxtaposition between the minutiae of modern life and the animal kingdom.
Oh, poor Thomas Cook. Thomas Cook's the one I feel for there.
Ah, yeah. Well,
we've covered him, haven't we?
The Thomas Cook, yeah, we've talked about him before.
The actual Thomas Cook, yeah.
And finally, he'd be rolling in his grave. And finally, one of your mentors is from Leicester. Conspiracy theorist David Icke.
Oh, yeah.
Icke? Oh. Icky. Don't know.
I-C-K-E?
Yes.
I think I sent you a clip during the pandemic. Yeah. That's his Wikipedia. He's an English conspiracy theorist and a former footballer and sports broadcaster.
Yeah.
He's written over 20 books, self-published.
Oh, man. As an integral part of his midlife crisis, he visited a psychic in 1990, told him he's put on earth for a purpose and that he'd be receiving messages from the spiritual world. And that was the catalyst for him having what he labelled his turquoise period and started calling himself Son of the Godhead.
That's amazing. Right.
Jeez, people are fucking gullible, aren't they? I mean, it's all well and good, that conspiracy shit, but they usually expose themselves to something that's so ill-conceived and childish. The rest of it feels exposed, like ironically, exactly the same ethos they often attack in the group thinking majority. That's how fucking vulnerable people they exploit are. They sit there thinking, oh, he said some stuff about lizards and shit that obviously I agree with, but on the other hand, he's making me call him Godhead. Oh, well, he was right about the other stuff, so that's cool. Amazing.
That's right. April 2020, he claimed there was a link between the pandemic and 5G mobile phone networks.
Did he start that?
Yeah, he was one. No, he was one of the first ones. And YouTube
pioneer
the video off, and then tightened its rules.
Tightened its rules about what? About saying stupid shit.
Yeah, to spread conspiracy theories about the COVID-19 pandemic. That's why your channel's only got your stand up on it now. Well, had to take all the other ones off.
Yeah, my stand up has recently been compared to cancer. In fact, so it's probably not going to long be there. I've got a good authority. Even cancer is funnier than this guy. So,
right.
The internet users have spoken. There's another Jasbir Singh who is a commercial operations manager at Emirates Airlines. So, geez, I tell you what, it'd really warm the cockles if this was our hero of the day, the very airline he's misbehaving on. He's the operations manager. It's not. But
that's a shame. I mean, you get a freebie.
Yeah, it is a shame. But those people who go into work while not working, that's weird. It's like drinking at the pub you work at on your fucking night off, bringing a date to the restaurant you're a waiter in. Weirdos with no imagination. That'd be Jasbir getting it. Well, admittedly, you get free flights and shit, but, you know, the other stuff.
Yeah, you can't knock him for flying.
No, but it wasn't him. It was a different one. No. Quite a common name from my travels. Jasbir. Our bloke, he was on his way home from visiting his estranged wife in Thailand.
Oh.
No reports on how the trip went.
Perfect. Rostov flyer.
Look, you know, I don't want to ever make an ass out of you and me. You know that. You know that's not our thing here. But I'm guessing it didn't go that well. as is often the case. I'm sure an amicable meeting with your ex-wife in Thailand has gone well for someone sometime, but I, for one, am yet to see it.
Why are you going back to visit? Do they have kids?
Not clear. Okay. I don't think so, because I haven't heard anything of them. But no,
yeah, but we've got a mate in that, because we've got a mate in that situation. Thai wife,
divorced, no kids.
No,
oh, Thai wife, got with kids together. Oh yes, I know.
Yeah,
yes.
And so he's got to go back.
Yeah,
yeah. Which out of all the places you got to go to, you know, that's pretty
it's
good.
Fine. It's better than having to go all the way to Europe or something all the time and cheap holidays.
Oh, so. Not even that. There's people that are divorced in Bankstown. You know what I mean? It's like he goes to Thailand.
Yeah, but you'd only see you'd see your kids very seldom, wouldn't you?
Mm.
That's not ideal. I mean, it's not ideal going out of Bankstown for me, but easier than going to the international airport.
Also, it'd be hard because I assume the reason our mate was over in Thailand in the first place wasn't to do children's activities.
I wouldn't think so.
I'd be like, man, I know a fucking great bar to go to, and then we can get Maggot and go, oh, no, hold on, you're 9. What do you do?
You can just wait around there at 9. What are they going to do? They always come back in the end. They always go looking for their dads. You can leave it for ages if you want. I'm yet to see someone who hasn't gone looking for their dad they've never met. Save it up. Do your parenting later on. So on his way home, Jazz Beer has stopped off in Dubai, probably did some shopping or something else equally cultural. Your favourite joint. He got...
Dubai, go to the largest mall in the world, I believe. I think it's in Dubai. It's got a big aquarium in there, like a 3 or 4 foot aquarium in the mall.
3 or 4 foot?
Story.
Oh, right. Say
3 or 4 foot. Yeah. Big fucking
You got 3 or 4 feet of aquarium in your house, in the garage. Yeah. You sit with the lights on at night, flicking fish flakes over the top. I've seen bigger ones. I've eaten of bigger ones at a restaurant.
By the way, what are fish flakes?
I don't really know. You know? They stink, don't they? I think they're just fish.
Oh, fuck, they stink.
I think they shave the fish and dry it and put them back in the ocean. It grows back. It's endless source of food. But goldfish are fucking useless. They tend to die from overfeeding more so than under, don't they?
My goldfish necked itself, jumped out of the
as did ours. That was a result of underfeeding. Is that what happened to yours?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, mine, I used to try and pick it up, give it a pat. My daddy'd go, don't touch the fucking fish.
Mm.
I think one day it had just had enough.
Oh, it needed a pat. Needed a hug. Went looking for
you. Wasn't there.
Yeah.
I'll go to where he rests.
We had one here briefly, but it jumped out looking for food.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Those kids were a bit young. There was much laughter as it went down the toilet. So I knew they weren't ready for pets then.
What, the kids laughed?
Yeah. Its name was Rainbow and it was black and it just did not live long. So that gives you some indication.
Great. Oh.
He got back on the plane, Jazz Beer, and decided to have a little drinky poo.
Why not?
And he was drinking vodka mixed with wine on the flight. It's a whiskey drink, it's a vodka drink,
it's a lager drink, it's a cider drink. What a combination.
Mm.
Vodka and wine.
Goodness. I mean, if it's cheap wine, it would make it more exciting.
I assume he's brought along his own little cocktail mixer for that. There's no way he hasn't asked for
I would say
a little shandy. Can I have a shandy, but instead of beer and lemonade, can I have vodka and wine, please?
I'd say he ordered the wine and pulled out the duty-free vodka and his finger was the mixer. I can't see any other way that's happening. You know, people look around when they mix a drink with their finger, they always look around. It's like a middle-aged person putting ice cube in the wine. No, I shouldn't, but I will. It's that sort of shit. You always look around when they're mixing with their finger. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, man, in Queensland, multiple times, I saw a wine glass get used as a scoop in the fucking ice bucket at a bar.
Oh, right.
Someone's gone a chilled glass with ice in it.
Yeah.
Before the Sauvignon Blanc.
Out of goon bag.
Mate, it was wild. Ice in wine.
I've worked in bars and restaurants and stuff before, but I remember once being asked for a cold glass of something, white wine, didn't have any cold. So I just popped it, put it in the cocktail shaker with some ice, gave it a good old Aussie shake. Then it was fucking cold.
They love it.
Poured it out. Didn't know. Nothing got said. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't frothy.
You can't complain at that point. You know what I mean? Hold on. Did you mix that in a cocktail shaker out the back?
Yeah.
Excuse me, ma'am. You've asked for fucking ice in wine.
They didn't ask for ice. They just asked for a glass of white and I had none cold.
Oh, okay.
So I just had to make it cold.
Bit on the fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Mixing drinks, that's been a topic of debate forever. Multiple sayings do the rounds with mixing drinks, don't they? Liquor before beer, you're in the clear.
Yeah.
Wine before beer, will make you feel queer. Beer before liquor, never been sicker. And beer before wine, you'll feel fine.
That's the one.
So, mate, make a saying, make it rhyme, people swallow it whole all the time.
Yeah, I thought, yeah. Wine, the only one I'd heard out of those is wine before beer, you're in the clear.
Yeah, right. No, it's wine before beer will make you feel queer. Beer before wine, you'll feel fine.
No, beer before wine, that's the worst combination.
Well, you can't argue with the rhyme, mate.
No, I'm telling you, the rhyme's wrong. The rhyme is wine before beer, you're in the clear. You want the alcohol percentage to go down throughout the night. You don't want to ramp it up after you've already had a bunch.
Are you thinking of liquor? I've got it written here. Liquor before beer, you're in the clear.
Well, that also.
Wine before beer will make you feel queer. I've got it written down here, mate. The internet does not lie.
I know what you've got written down. I'm not disputing that. Just saying your source might be off.
Well, I've got to look into this.
But that beer before wine, you'll be fine. Absolutely not.
I don't.
Unless you've had maybe one beer and then you get into the wines, maybe.
Oh.
But if you have a number of beers and then get into the wine, you're in deep shit.
I'm sure there's workarounds. I don't think these sayings were invented in the era of the likes of the Codys drinking fucking 12 beers and then a case of wine. Of course you're not fine. They're talking about people who just have one or two drinks. You can't argue with the rhyme. It's like when, remember when Jackie Charles was defending OJ and he made up, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. Including the jury, everyone just bought that, largely because people are stupid. What a ruse. That was brilliant. Just kept saying it. And they're like, well, he's saying it. It does rhyme. He's got it written down.
Not guilty.
Oh, so was it somebody said to us, someone said to me recently, OJ didn't do it. He's protecting his kid who did do it.
Oh, wow.
Is that a theory? Amazing.
I mean,
it would explain the glove, which didn't fit, and they had to acquit. Ooh. Anyway, turns out we're all in the clear so long as we keep track of the amount of drinks and alcohol content the body can handle. Mixed drinks, but the mind can't keep up with what's happened. And people switch to something and drink it at the same rate they're drinking beer. That's when you're fucked.
Big trouble.
When you order your fish bowls of Long Island iced tea, it doesn't have an easy to consume symbol on the side stating how many standards it is, does it? A little glass with a 3.4 or a 5.6 written on the side saying this is how many drinks you're actually having.
No.
I'm not into that.
Yeah. Shit, heaps. That's what's in a Long Island iced tea. Heaps.
I don't like it on cans of beer. We've discussed this, haven't we? Just tell me the percentage.
Mm.
It's like the Weather Bureau telling me what it feels like. I'll decide that. Just give me the actual facts and I'll sort it out.
Yeah, but the percentage is one thing, but the can sizes could be different, the bottle sizes. Why don't you want the standard drinks in there?
I'd rather that than
I can do the maths.
Yeah, but it's different for different people. The percentage is not.
Yeah, that's true. But have you ever used that? Have you ever found yourself on an alcohol calculator?
No.
Going, am I right to drive? Crunching in some numbers?
No, I haven't. In fact, if you've got that app,
I'm always,
you should be on a watch list.
I don't have an app. I've got an A. You don't have to worry about me. I went on Vic Roads the other day, zero demerit points, and I've been driving for over 4 years.
Brilliant.
Zero. Fucking flying.
Me?
So I've probably got a drink driver.
Sorry, were you asking me about my stats? I mean, this will put this. I'm fucking touching wood. The moment I could have something in the mail as we speak. About 32 years on the roads, 0 points.
Zero.
Although I did take some in a bit of a Judge Seinfeld situation while I was in England once. Yeah. Come get me, you fuckheads. I don't care. But other than that, zero.
In Australia, zero.
In Australia, zero. Been pulled over a few times, but didn't get much. It was my positive can-do attitude. The cops really loved.
Is that who you save it for?
Yeah. Anyway, once Jazbeer was drunk, he began verbally abusing the flight attendants. And you can't get much actual detail in terms of quotes here. The media were busy quoting stuff that got said later on. He demanded more alcohol and was swearing repeatedly, "Give me some fucking alcohol. Anything will do."
I respect that. Not picky. Beggars can't be choosers.
I would expect it after a vodka wine situation. Surprised the tabloids I ended up reading didn't just fill in the blanks for us with all the rest of it. But Jazby then told a flight attendant.
You know that anything would do? Mm. You reckon if someone brought out a fucking warm Han ice can, you'd go, "Oh, you got me."
Yeah. Turns out. Metho. Yeah. Haven't you got any antifreeze?
And I saw them on New Year's. They're still selling Han ice blocks.
Bullshit. Like a 30 pack of
30 pack of Han ice.
Holy shit!
Every time
so
I see when I take a photo, I've got to start sending it to. I send it to my dad.
I haven't seen it for years. I mean, I don't go in Han ice that block. Often to shops, but that is wow. I remember when it came out, all the rage, in the 90s, unbelievable. Yeah. Oh, but absolute garbage the whole time. That and Carlton Cold were competing. Everyone Carlton was mesmerised by the clear bottle, even though it's bad for beer. Like, oh, this is obviously.
What's the one Chinatown in Adelaide? What's that, the big beer sign they've still got up there? There's a big beer sign. Is it Light Ice?
I had to guess.
Maybe Light Ice. No, I think it's Light Ice.
Oh, Foster's Light Ice. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if Light Ice is still going.
Foster's Light Ice. I'm sure you remember Foster's Special Bitter?
No.
Oh, man. That was.
Light Ice you can still get.
Brilliant. When you still get LA Ice. Stands to reason.
Right. Love it.
It was to capture the female market, the clear bottle.
Really?
Don't know how it went. Yeah.
But then the clear bottle's the one that the sun will fuck it up.
Yeah.
That's why VB's in the brown glass.
That's how little they respect. Not only do they make them appear in bikinis in all their ads, then they disrespect them by serving them off beer. Yeah, no, they'll have it. Women will love this. They won't know. Different time. Jazz beer. He told a flight attendant when they were on the ground, he was going to punch her in the face.
Oh, jeez.
What did he call her? To add to you already.
Isn't it the old, what's wrong, don't your fist work up here? You know that? I forget where I heard that. I've heard one of those, go outside, it's fucking on. What, your hands don't work in here?
Yeah.
Just throw a punch, you fucking coward.
Well, you slow down with the thin air. You'd see it coming.
It speeds up. It's the opposite.
Oh, right.
The thinner air, yeah. All Major League Baseball stadiums, the higher altitude ones, easier for home runs.
Why? Surely.
Thinner air. It's harder to spin the pitches.
Oh, okay. But their reactions are exactly the same as they would be in low-lying areas. So they can't throw it as fast?
No, they can throw it faster. They can hit it harder.
Oh, okay.
But the pitches, I don't think they can get swing and everything on it.
Right. Well, altitude training's a thing. And with athletic events like the Mexico City Olympics, a lot of records got broken in terms of running, sprinting and what have you because it was high. But I didn't know about throwing a ball and being able to see it and hit it harder.
I'll tell you what's not good at altitude is when the UFC have an event in Mexico City and they'll have heavyweight fighters over five rounds.
Yeah.
That is a bad time.
You do get puffed. Easier. I remember that from walking around at high altitudes. It's hard and climbing and stuff. Oof. Have a few beers. Bang. Not easy. What did he call her? I'll add, I'll add 10 cold hard to your already growing, or maybe I'll take 10 off if you don't get it. Two crispy fivers coming your way. I'll even iron them before the handover. Yeah. Two words. What did he call her?
Hold on. So when we get to the ground, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Yeah, and then he called her two words. He called her a
fat bitch.
No, but I like the cutty Jim. He called her a fucking bitch.
Oh,
you get nothing. Oh. Wow. What do you reckon he did? Now I've got to stop offering you things. But if you guess this, I'll let you do it in front of me while maintaining eye contact, and I'm not allowed to do anything back. And if I laugh, I'll have to give you $20. What did he do next?
Got his dick out, did a helicopter.
Man, no. But not bad for a guess. He dipped his fingers in some wine and rubbed them over his genitals. flavor.
Wow.
Then he said, then things escalated. He said something I've heard you say from time to time when you're upset. He said, well, actually he shouted, and beg your pardon if this offends anyone, fucking Muslims, send them back to where they came from, and fucking ISIS. So it's taking a turn. Then Jazbeer has damaged the in-flight entertainment system, causing 2,500 GBP in damages. That's over 5K Australian for a TV. That's reeks of a stitch-up. It's like street value and drug bust, isn't it? Yeah, nah, sorry. we're gonna need a recount on that. No, police, if they sold drugs, they obviously are better at selling it than your average dealer, because they are getting some good value out of their street value. We found $50 billion of cocaine in this boat. You know you fucking didn't.
Yeah. If sold by the half gram on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
With the delivery fee included.
To kids. Yeah.
In Alice Springs. Yeah. As far from an ocean as possible. Alice Springs, New Year's Eve, by the half gram with a delivery fee.
Oh, that'd be trillions. Like more than the Australian GDP, if you can believe that, which I don't. When they landed, police came on board and had a little word.
Status arrested.
Yes. During his arrest, he was still being abusive to the police. Might as well go all in at that stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck it. If I were there, I'd be goading him.
Oh, yeah. The flight attendant, where's my face punch?
Yeah, no, she didn't get that in the end. It was an empty promise. He called the liar. Should be an extra charge for that.
Yeah, liar. This man's a liar. Dirty, rotten liar.
He called the female officers white whores, and he bit one on the arm. Oh, PC Jesus. Ingram. Biters again. Waited until he's in the squad car to do that, though. In the aftermath, Judge Burbridge QC mentioned Jazbeer had many previous convictions and he has not learned his lesson. Also, there were four young children right behind him who had to listen to his tirade. We've got to think of the children.
Not the children.
Oh, they don't want to hear this. They certainly don't want to see wine-dipped genital fingers. Didn't hear a peep out of the other passengers.
They wouldn't have seen that. Their heads weren't between the fucking seats.
Yeah.
Into the row in front of them.
I should mind their own business, kids, shouldn't they? I know I do. If I hear something, a ruckus going on, I'll just look the other way. Didn't hear anything from the other passengers, largely, I assume, because they got to where they were going on time and they got a bit of a show. If anything, they should all be pitching in for the seat for Falcon. Jazbeer smashed and his court costs. Cheers, Jazbeer. Got there on time. Thanks for the show.
Yeah, that I reckon they said there's four children behind them.
Mm.
You know, it depends on the age of how they don't just lump all children in.
Yeah.
You know, I know you say children just based on an age range, but if that's a 15-year-old boy, he's going to find it fucking hilarious. If it's a 1-year-old, they don't even know what's happening.
Yeah. Should really have to say the age of reason, like 7 to about 13. That's where you can be influenced.
And describe the parents.
Yeah, and what they're wearing.
Because then I'll know if the kids were actually affected or not.
If they had street racing logos all over their hats and their shirts, then all bets are off.
Did their dad go, when there was turbulence.
Yeah.
Because the kids may be affected by this in the long run. The parents are skittish.
Yeah.
But no, most kids would be having a fucking ball. Absolutely. That'd be so funny.
Yeah.
So funny.
Mine would love it. They'd be still telling me about it years later.
Oh, you're also, well, now that I know about the goldfish, the flushed goldfish and...
Yeah.
Your son still talks about a hamburger he had in Melbourne 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Yeah. It's a big hamburger though. At the time, that was bigger than his head. It was quite an achievement. A flight attendant stated that Jazby was the worst passenger he had ever encountered. Jazby's defence stated he was suffering from considerable ill health and is due to have a hip replacement on Wednesday. He's ashamed and remorseful for his actions. Oh. So...
Didn't explain that. I'd understand if you rub the drink on the hip joint, try and loosen it up a bit.
I mean, I haven't got any pain here. Pending operations, but I can't wait. It's going to fucking cut loose, do some mad shit in the week leading up to it. Spinning the wheel of fortune on what he got for a punishment. What do you reckon?
Oh, all right. Now, hold on. I will say this. A lot of people, worst passenger they've ever had. A lot of prior convictions. I'm going to go with 18 months jail, $10,000 fine.
The judge sentenced Jazbir to 11 months in jail.
Oh.
The end.
Just 11 months?
Yeah, no, just fine. The 11 months. While still on bail from his previous sentence, he did the time, Jazbir visited the Paragon Hotel in Highgate, Birmingham. And the police were called on him by hotel staff because he was drunk. When the police got there, they were directed to the public toilets where he continued to be, in quotes, somewhat difficult. Jazbir, up to his old tricks, threatened to kill one of the officers.
There we go.
And what did he call them collectively? Two words. No money.
Fucking pigs.
Nah, white bitches.
Oh, Jesus.
For some people, being roused on or apprehended even by a female authority figure really calms them down. Not so for Jazbir. Has the opposite effect.
Also, you said when he was approached in the public toilet by the police, he's still up to a bit of no good. Mm. Has that ever gone smoothly? Have the cops ever had to go into a public toilet and someone's like, g'day, officers, what's going on?
Yeah.
Me? Am I the issue? Well, I apologise and I'll walk out here with you calmly.
Oh, I didn't even think police used the toilet. I've never. So for the second time in as many years, Jazbir has offended and threatened people, including the filth, while drunk. It's not bad. He's ended up pleading guilty to racially aggravated alarm and distress. New charges all the time, isn't there? New names for all this stuff. Now, given that he appeared in court on crutches, timeless, and what punishment? Do you reckon it's probably from the hip still? It's a year later?
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't be. They much quicker. Maybe it's the second hip. What punishment do you reckon he ends up with the second time around?
Well, he just spent 11 months in the clink. I'll go with, I'm going to say, just drunk and disorderly, 2 months in jail.
No, he was sentenced to another 10 months in jail.
Oh, Jesus.
So seems to get one extra month out of prison for every year he continues to offend. 12 years from then, he'd be able to do what he wants, get a high five and hair ruffle. He's done the countdown. He's at blast off now. Do what the fuck I want, mate. Piss off, pigs. So first court appearance, he's got a big head, this guy. He's got an open collar, light jacket, summer's here. Might have an alfresco pint on the way home from court. Standing on the street next to, you know, drinking it on the street.
If your autobiography isn't called El Fresco Pint, what a beautiful combination of words. I've never heard it. An El Fresco Pint.
They do that a bit there, don't they? Expect cars to slow down for them and everything. Drinking pints of Fosters on the road. Better swerve around then rather than plough a few down and help unclog the court system. Let's let them drink on the streets. Don't think so. Not pulling that shit here. Cops would gladly and probably legally just run you down. Second court appearance, scarf rugged up around the same big head, stern face. Could be in Melbourne in winter on his way to meet you to play fantasy board games in public, like you're not even embarrassed. I don't know. Stark contrast for the happy-go-lucky summer wear.
He's gone thespian. Yeah.
Yeah. I think maybe that contributed to him getting a month less, the thespianism of his outfit. Who knows? Yes.
Next time, fucking tweed jacket, then a monocle.
You'd have a tweed jacket with elbow patches, wouldn't you?
It couldn't have been me, Your Honour. Yeah. Yeah, look at my elbow patches. I never said, fuck you white bitches at this nightclub to the police.
It's pretty good. Mate, that's pretty much it. We've got, I don't know when this is coming out. Who cares? been pretty light on the complaints recently. I don't know what made me think of this. I was thinking of this while we're doing this. I thought, this could generate a complaint. I don't know. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Why?
If you like, I don't want to invite them, obviously, but especially if you're not a patron, don't even think of you know, corresponding with something wrong. Absolutely not. I couldn't be more voluntary to listen to this fucking thing.
So you're saying if you listen for free, you're not around us on our Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. If you listen for free, only positive feedback, thanks.
What? And while saying that,
maybe leave us a review, Spotify, you know, Apple Podcasts. Nice.
But having said that, this is not an invite for patrons to start having an influence on what gets said. Absolutely not. It's just reiterating.
I don't know why you've brought this onto us.
I don't know why I brought this up. I was just thinking about it. But anyway, maybe just cut this out. Cut this out, Conrad. I don't want to sound like a fucking
keep it in. Funny with cancer's gotten in your craw, has it?
Yeah, that's why I was thinking of it, I think. I've just been copping shit online for something that is free. Well, fuck, I don't reply, obviously, but I would like to just take a year off everything, just reply to trolls and see what happens. Just fight them.
Mate, I told you, the idea of the purge day.
Yeah, I'll be good.
You get one day a year where you can sit down, crack the knuckles, and just really go at people.
Oh, man, yeah,
but it's
sure.
also, you mean, it's meant to be beneath you. You know,
I know it is. But
you see Ricky Gervais,
so
he's a fucking squillionaire, and he's arguing with people on Twitter.
Yeah, oh, that's crazy.
I don't love him, but also you go, man, you've got everything. What are you doing?
You're not being cancelled. Don't worry about it. It would be fun though, just get onto their stuff and go, "Was that your new baby?" Meh, you know, not for me. Ugly, yuck. Not funny. Funny is cancer. It looks about as ugly as cancer. Your children, yuck. You fucking losers. Like, just cut loose because I don't know. Would be fun.
Yeah.
Not doing it, but I would like to very much.
I think that brings, I've responded to a few before, you know, just by correcting them, you know, giving them the right there or your.
Yeah.
And sometimes it actually does make them laugh and you know, you're brought together.
On my standard, if it's a direct attack, I generally don't see them until they come to my town. There's that YouTube thing, though, that they turn up in my email. I don't know how to turn it off, but there's some of them quite funny. But it's generally, most of them are nice, but like I usually did for a while just direct them to my complaints form. But other than that, I'm not replying. So, you know, for refunds and complaints, go here. Fucking dead shit.
I love that one has just stuck with you. One comment out of a million good ones.
It's not
it is the problem though.
Definitely not.
It is the problem with comedian. A lot say it, but you could be doing a gig, killing, and there would be one person arms folded. You go, you fucker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do you
You're
want?
A grub. No,
what
I don't do,
do
that.
But that's what you're doing. You're just doing the comments version of that.
I admire someone for getting up and walking out. That's an hour of your life. You're not going to get it. If you hate it, if you absolutely hate it, it's not for you. Walk out. I don't mind. I'm not going to fucking attack them. I see comedians attacking people for that. I think that's grim. Just leave
Standing
it
Standing up or whatever.
Standing up and walking out. Just go, yeah, whatever.
I'm the same. I don't give anyone shit if they're late. If you need a watch. Don't do any of that. But I was at Spleen in Melbourne the other night. Nice little bloody Monday night room run by our good friend Carl Chandler.
Your good friend.
And I'm on stage and a guy in a little fucking fedora comes down the front, there was a spare seat next to three women, sits down, starts chatting to them. And I just said, oh, sorry, mate.
Did he know them?
You're just catching up with your friends. Didn't know them.
Oh,
just walks
goodness.
To the front row of a comedy show in a fucking fedora.
Just tuning.
Sits down and trying to tune chicks.
Shouldn't be allowed. Why did did they not take it, you know, into their hands and go, shut up, dickhead?
No.
Do you have to do it?
Yeah, I got to do it.
Brilliant.
And there's nothing better than a whole crowd on side. You can just say whatever you want to it, mate.
Did he get
he
up
He has
and
brought
move?
This on himself just with the hat that he wore out of the house when he left.
Oh.
And then the actions after that. Fucking fedora.
Anyway, we'd better boot off.
That brings us to the end of this episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks for listening. Thanks for getting around us on the Patreon. If you want any merch, get to midflightbrawl.com. We've got live shows coming up. Perth will be announced shortly. Thanks for listening. Tell your mates. Send us a message on Instagram. We'll see you next time.
Cheers, mate. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid-Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.